Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome in. This is Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for taking some time with us this morning and joining us to start the show today. Tom Van Hoose is here. Tom, the man behind HCO Indoor Gun Range. And Joe Muniz is also here with HCO. Guys, thanks for taking the time this morning. I know you got a business to run, so I appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, it's a great time to be here with you guys. We love what you guys do on the radio.
Well, I was giving Tom a hard time. We were actually going to have him in a few weeks ago, but you had quite an adventure trying to get here that morning. You used up every one of your pre-recorded excuses, yeah, all shot.
When you use four in one day, it's an interesting morning. We coming in from Great Falls, there was a moose standing in the middle of I-15. Then the canyon was socked in. Then I got a flat tire. And then by the time I got to Helena, there was a SWAT team raiding some residences across the street from the radio or from the gun shop.
Yeah, I mean, I you need to space those out.
Yeah, I should have just turned around and gone home when I saw the moose.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of weird, right?
Yeah, it's the I-15? First moose I've seen in the middle of I-15.
Yeah. That's kind of goofy, but you know, I believe you. It's too weird not to believe you, so I'm gonna go with it. Tom, you're based in Great Falls and do a lot of kind of back and forthing, but you started your business there. Can you kind of give folks an idea, like how I guess first, how long has that been there in Great Falls?
Yeah, we've been in Great Falls about 10 years. It was a funny story. I was a registered investment advisor. I was in the investment business. And every year we would host a shoot for a bunch of clients. So we'd buy a pallet of ammo and a bunch of guns. And the ATF started calling me and going, what are you doing with all this ammo? And I'm like, we're not anarchists. We're not militia people. We're just a bunch of guys having fun. So finally, when the ATF came by my office one day and said, you're on a radar in DC you don't want to be on, get a license. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll get a license. And then from there, it's like, hey, this might be fun for retirement. So it has been fun for retirement.
So you don't, we have so many people in here that don't know how to retire. I mean, this is not retirement, Tom.
Yeah, it is. I mean, if you're doing what you like, it's not work. You know, it's just fun. And having staff like Joe, I mean, Joe Muniz has been such a breath of fresh air. He started coming around, we were building it, and I haven't been able to get rid of him yet.
Do you pay him, or does he just kind of hang out?
Oh yeah, he likes to get paid sometimes.
Okay,
but he's a retired guy too, and so this is fun. And so two old retired guys having fun at a gun shop. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, no, I like that. And so this thing in Great Falls, I mean, it's kind of interesting. It went from, you know what, I'm just having fun, to okay, you need a license. But why did it go past you need a license to, you know, okay, I've got this license, so now I can have fun. I can do the things I want to do. Why did you take that next step then and say, you know what, okay, I've got the license. You didn't open a gun shop. You opened a gun range.
Well, we started with a small gun shop. It was a cubby hole next to my office in the building we own in Great Falls. And people would like, I heard there was a gun shop here. And we're like, yeah, it's over here in this little cubby hole. And then pretty soon when I retired, we had a space become available downstairs. We made a bigger shop. And then one of the Smith & Wesson reps said, you look bored. And you got this big warehouse in the back of your building. Build a gun range back here. And so we did that. And 2 years later, here we are in Helena.
Yeah. So obviously that means that the thing's going well during Great Falls. I mean, obviously people kind of took to that thing.
Yeah, Helena, though, has actually been much more receptive for the range than Great Falls. Our gun shop's always been good, but I was really, really pleased with the reception we've had here in Helena. It's just been phenomenal. It's really been good. I really appreciate the community and how they've adopted us.
So why Helena? I mean, was it just a regional thing that, you know what, I can drive to Helena? Or, I mean, what kind of went into deciding
that?
Yeah,
so we look around, and technically, I just was at a conference last month in Denver for range owners, and we are too small a market to have a gun range indoors. But I'm like, yeah, well, we're gonna forget that. We're going to do it anyway, and it's worked. But Helena was, you know, an hour, 20-minute drive from Great Falls. We looked at other communities, and this seemed to be the place to go.
Tom Van Hoose, our guest this morning, Joe Muniz, they are the faces behind HCO Indoor Gun Range. How have things been going since you've been opened? It's been actually a little bit. I guess maybe you're the guy, Joe, to answer that. I mean, you're the one that's standing there every day. How are things going?
It's going very good. Helena has been very good to us. The reception has been very nice. And we've been open right around 4 months. And for each month that we see, we just see, you know, that with the demographics that we have here and the people of Helena, it has been just really an eye-opening experience to how well Helena has really accepted us. And then they enjoy coming to the range.
Yeah. So what's your – I mean – Tom sort of threw some praise your way before the show. You let me know that you didn't want any, so I'm going to give you some more. You know, what sort of your experience, how is it that you wound up where you are now?
It's really neat. I grew up in Phillipsburg on a working cattle ranch, and then I worked for BNSF Railway, where I was able to retire after long years with that. And then at the end of the career, I moved back to Montana. And I just happened to see the shooting range that was going in. So I went down and introduced myself to Tom. And we, from there, it just kind of escalated into something for a retirement. It looked like something that's going to be fun. And it hasn't disappointed at all.
Yeah, it's really cool. And for folks that haven't been out there, you can't miss it. If you get anywhere near it, you got to put down your sunshade. Because it's a bright green building. What went into that? Tom, I mean, how do you decide? Most people are like, you know what? I want to fit this into the surroundings. You went, nope, I want neon.
Yeah, we in Great Falls, we had this logo that was, I live on a creek called Highwood Creek, east of Great Falls. So Highwood Creek Outfitters was the original company, but it was a mouthful and nobody could say Highwood Creek. And we had this very westerny, complicated logo. And so I had the logo redesigned, and we wanted a color scheme that was easy to see, easy to notice. And so we came up with this color scheme about 4 years ago. And when we built the building from the ground up, we didn't have to refit an existing building. We're like, we're going to make the building say who we are and what we are. And so the architects hated the color, the builders hated the color. And after we got all the trim and the logos on the building, you're like, wow, that looks really good.
Right. So did you have any doubts? Like, everybody is telling me this is a bad idea.
Oh, no, yeah, everybody. I mean, even one of the guys in Great Falls that worked for me, he constantly ragged on me about the color. The builders all were like, this is going to be terrible. The painters, this is going to be terrible. But when it all came together, like, wow, this looks really good.
Yeah, and if folks haven't been out there, you just had head Walmart way. You head down like you're going to the bowling alley or the ice arena. Drive until you see that glowing building.
Glowing green.
On the horizon.
And it really looks really cool when we get enough snow. It just kind of glows green around the snow.
Well, it's a great place. Very clean, very welcoming. I mean, my guess is that was sort of the intent, right? Of let's not make this an intimidating building.
Yeah, it's interesting. About 48% of our shooters who are just doing the numbers are women now. And, I mean, like 48% of our shooters are mm-hmm. women. That's a huge thing. The national average in the shooting sports industry is approaching 40%. And we wanted it to be a safe, clean, comfortable, inviting environment. We're talking to some of your staff before you came in that aren't shooters, and they're like, well, yeah, I think we want to go try that. And that's what we designed it for, was to be a very inviting environment.
Yeah, my wife and I have visited. It's actually a great date night.
It is.
If people are looking for, you know, what do we do in Helena? I'm not sure what to do tonight. It's actually a lot of fun.
Yeah, Thursday night, anytime after lunch on Thursday, we have what we call ladies' night. The ladies get to shoot for less than half price, and if they want to bring their significant other and let them enjoy the range with them, they can, or they can bring a gaggle of their girls, friends, and just have a good time.
So for folks that haven't been in, talk us through that. Somebody walks in the door. Then Joe, no, it's your turn, Joe. You're the one running the counter.
That's right. He's bashful, but he's very good.
You're retired, Joe. You got nothing else to do but talk right. on the radio this morning. So somebody walks in the door. It's their first time in the building, maybe first time picking up a gun. What happens? I mean, talk us through that process.
Well, it's really neat. And when you do come in, you are going to be greeted. I mean, no matter how busy you are, we are out there. You'll be greeted by some officers, and there are so officers that are in there, and the staff that works there. What we'll do is we will question whoever comes in, whether you're an advanced shooter, medium, or just for starters. And we just ask people to be really honest with us, you know, on what – their capability of shooting, you know, is. And if they're first-time shooters, we start them off with a small firearm. We take them to the basics, and before they even go into the range, we make sure that they know the safety aspects of it, and they are comfortable with what the firearm or whatever they're going to be taking back there, make sure they're comfortable with it. And then from that step, we can take them back into the range, introduce them to the range, make sure that they are comfortable with the firearm before it even gets fired. Make sure everything is comfortable back there for them, because that's what it is. It's all about comfort and having fun and establishing confidence for when they do come back. And then within that time frame, we will continue to work with them until they are comfortable with shooting, you know. And then the what's really neat is for first-time shooters, the joy in their face when they see they go through all those steps, and then with the target they do shoot at, that they come close to what they were shooting at. Yeah. And a lot of times it's that's so gratifying for us too, when we can see a smile on people's face after that, and then they build confidence with each step. That's what our goal is there.
Well, and it's I was really impressed with sort of how one-on-one the whole process is. Of, you know what, let me, like you said, let me take the time, let me talk with you, make sure, one, because you want the people to be comfortable, but it's a safety thing for you too, right? You have to make sure that you're doing your job. You're not just saying, okay, here's a gun, here's a target, go.
That is correct. We do not do that with anybody. Whether we've had advanced shooters come in and say, yeah, I've shot at ranges before, and you know what, they do not go back there until they get, we go back with them, we make sure they are comfortable, and then they understand the rules, the range rules back there. That is really important, and that's one thing we do cover thoroughly. And we also, we like to go back and make sure people understand what the range rules are, so everybody is on the same pattern, on the same wavelength. And also, you know, people can talk about that back there amongst other shooters too. You know, it's not like it's just their own forum or they're locked in. Other shooters have the opportunity to talk with others too, and it can be a nice social, you know, event where people can go back and have fun, but yet safety is the number one important.
Yeah, super. I mean, you make sure people got their eyes, they got their ears. And this is a setup too where people can bring in their own equipment or they can rent it from you, right?
Correct, yeah. With our rental fleet, we're adding guns to the rental fleet every week. If you want to try something new and you come out and you go, wow, that was really fun, I like it, I want to buy it, then we rebate the rental fee that you just paid on the new purchase of a new gun. And when you do that, you save yourself a lot of money. If you go to another shop, you buy a gun, you've never shot it, you go shoot it and you hate it. Well, now you've got a used gun that you got to sell, and you get a hit there. But this way, if we have it in our fleet, you try it, you like it, we'll sell you a new copy and give you the rental feedback.
Yeah, and just from my experience down there, it seems like if people are wondering, like, you know, when you go to bowling alleys, I know Kurt goes bowling. He doesn't want to use that bowling alley bowling ball. He's got his own stuff. But you guys take really good care of that equipment. That stuff is maintained constantly.
Constantly.
You're not sending people back there with junk. I mean, it's very good stuff.
And we have some fun guns, too. I mean, our CZ Scorpion, it's a 9mm carbine, and it's kind of space-age looking. And people look at that and go, what the heck is that? And I said, it's fun. It's just fun. It's fun hanging on the wall. Go try it. And they come out and go, that's really nice. I want one of those.
Right. Yeah. Well, we have to take a quick break, but if you guys don't mind sticking around, we can chat a little bit more with the guys from HCO Indoor Gun Range. Stick around. More Coffee Break coming up. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk. Now, back to our show. Welcome back in. This is Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for sticking around this morning and sticking around with us, Tom Van Hoos and Joe Muniz there from HCO Indoor Gun Range. Tom is the guy that started it, but Joe's the guy, the straw that stirs the drink, as I like to say over there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's the one that makes it go. And we were chatting during the break. I mean, you've got, I think when people think about the indoor gun range, they're thinking handguns, right? They're thinking that's what we do down there. But rifles are also a possibility down there. Guys are going down there getting ready for hunting season.
Oh, definitely. We have a lot of people coming in with their hunting rifles, and we really encourage that because you can shoot up to a 300 Winchester mag in the rifle area. And if people come in, what we really work with them on is the ballistics. And we have a short range chart that, you know, no matter what caliber you use or what grain bullet, we'll take you back. And at the distance that we have at the range, we can run a ballistic chart and get you, you know, hitting really close to what yardage that you want to be dead on at. So it's a great environment to do that in.
So how long is the, how long are the lanes there? Is
they're 25 yards.
Okay. Correct. Which for rifle might not be so much. For handguns, it's actually kind of fun to send that thing all the way down at the end and go, man, that guy got small. It's a lot of fun down there. And it is different shooting indoors, isn't it? I mean, when you were shooting, when this whole thing started, when you decided, hey, let's put together a range, when you started shooting indoors at your own place, how big a difference was that? Because I've shot a lot outside, never done an indoor range. It was weird.
Yeah, it's just kind of fun. The guys that are used to going to the outdoor ranges, they come in to sight their hunting rifles in, and they say, well, 25 isn't enough. And then Joe shows them the short-range ballistics. You need to be this much higher, this much low at 25 to be on at 100. And then we apologize because we don't have a crosswind generator. and the other nice thing is you don't have to go down to check your target. You hit the button, the target comes back.
Right back. So yeah. You're saving a lot of miles going back and forth.
Oh, yeah. And after folks figure out that you can take this ballistic calculator and figure out where you are at 25 and make Sean somewhat pretty close at 100. It's just a lot of fun. You get on paper, you save ammo, you save gasoline going someplace. You don't have to mess with the wind. And if you bring your girlfriend, she doesn't have to go find a tree.
Yeah, well, and you're not going to start a fire either, right?
Well, you're not going to start a fire. And, you know, we keep the range at a constant, I think it's 70 degrees, 68 degrees, something like that.
Yeah. So, and I guess it's one of those things too, where if people want to go in, they use your chart, your calculator, and then want to go and double check your math.
Yep.
They could probably go out and do that.
Most people, sure. if they do the math right and they get with Joe on the calculator, they're going to be on paper at 100 yards.
Yeah.
At least your vertical groups are going to be right there, and you might have to adjust a little bit for your horizontal.
And you set up to a 300 Win Mag is mm-hmm. what you can do there?
Correct.
Okay, so most anything guys are out there using,
right?
You can bring in, which is really cool. We're talking with the guys from HCO Indoor Gun Range. What goes into, because you mentioned in the first half, Tom, that you built this building from the ground up mm-hmm. and was like, you know what do we want? What goes into something, building something like that? I mean, building a business from the ground up is one thing. Putting up a building is one thing. This has to be a little bit more involved, right?
Yes, safety is the number one aspect. So the whole building is a concrete structure. And since we were going to use concrete like we did in Great Falls to surround the whole building, we decided to look at environmental friendly, kind of a green build. So there's lots of insulation on the inside and the outside of the building. It was amazing during construction. They had one small construction heater and they were heating the whole thing. So we put a lot of thought into the environment, into what it would take to heat and cool the building. Ventilation system on the range side is really important. The company that did that, all they do is range ventilation. They're EPA, OSHA approved. The air coming into the building is actually dirtier than the air going out of the building. We go through hospital grade HEPA filters before the air leaves the building. The air moves down the range at 3 feet per second, so you never get smoke from the gun touching your face. It's moving past you the right. whole time. So a lot of environmental concerns. And again, we wanted to do something green, something that was environmentally friendly and less expensive to run.
Yeah, it is pretty impressive when you go in there and you're thinking, man, I don't know, shooting indoors, what's that going to be like? And like you said, I mean, you're not getting anything in your face. I mean, the most you're going to get is some of the brass popping back at you.
Yeah.
A little bit, which is weird too. When mm-hmm. you get brass popping back at your face, it's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. But that adds some fun element to it too, right?
Well, yeah. And the walls in each stall are actually ballistic. You can turn a rifle sideways and it will not penetrate the stall. So your neighbor wow. next to you, if they happen to have a mishap, it's not going to affect you in the booth you're in. There, we put a lot of safety concerns in this. I mean, this is a science that's been developed. There's ranges all across America, and we obviously looked at what other ranges were doing for safety.
Yeah, and this is safety is key, and obviously you guys take that into account. And I guess also as a part of that safety thing, you have a monitor. You can watch while you're out at the counter. You can see what's going on in the range itself.
Yeah, and if you do something really, really interesting that we think YouTube would be happy about, we can take a video clip and post it to YouTube. You know, names will be withheld for
Yeah, it's interesting, though, because I didn't notice, because I was standing behind my wife when we were out there. She had her finger just slid up just high enough on the slide that there's the potential it was going to get caught, right? Mm-hmm. I couldn't see it from where I was standing. But one of the guys from the counter came back, actually, and said, hey, I just want to let you know. So even something as small as that, you know, she could have got bit on that, and you guys were on top of that, which I thought was really impressive.
Yeah, people think we don't pay attention, but all of our staff for range safety officers, we do a lot of training to make sure that staff is aware. Even if we're really busy, we're constantly glancing at the monitor, and it's a lot of fun, though. Most people are safe. The gun family, I call it a family, are really pretty good folks.
Yeah. Joe Muniz and Tom Van Hoos from HCO are here this morning. And one thing that we touched on but didn't really talk a whole lot about is the fact that you have sales there. I mean, you can go. It's not just going and having fun and shooting. You can go and have fun and then say, you know what, I want to bring this home. How does that work, and what kind of a selection do you have there?
We were just doing inventory yesterday. There's a growing inventory. We're over 300 guns for sale in our inventory. We're adding inventory every week. It's just a lot of fun. People come in and go, what'd you bring in this week? Right. And we have hunting rifles, tactical guns, and lots of handguns.
So what pass guy, I mean, do you sell accessories as well? I mean, what kind of shopping experience can I have down here?
Well, we try to let you walk the aisles and not bother you. I mean, we'll occasionally ask you, can we help you with something, look for something in particular. But if you want to get outfitted, have a nice go bag to take with you hunting, we have all those accessories, a backpack, water bladders, filtration straws, fire equipment, I mean, all that kind of stuff. You want hearing protection, range bags, a way to organize all of your gun gear. We have those products as well.
Yeah, so there's all sorts of stuff to check out. It's a very cool place. And for someone maybe just wanting to go and check out the place, right, and maybe give it a try, what do they need to be aware of? And is there anything they need to bring when they come in there for the first time?
Well, for the first time, if they're going to come in with a firearm, one thing we do require is if you come in, make sure everything is cased. Make sure you either have it in hard case, soft case, whatever. We don't want any firearms coming in, you know, that is not, you know, in a holster or cased some way. If you do try to come in, we will meet you at the door, and we do have cases available to take out. You can take out to your vehicle and case the firearm. But for everybody's safety, we don't want anybody to come in with a firearm. So when you do come in, and then from there, the steps are just very very self-evident. We'll take you through from A to Z on what you need to do.
Yeah, and just need to have, I guess, just your driver's license or an ID?
Yeah, to rent, you bet. Yeah. We do require that. Yes.
Yeah. And one thing that I thought was interesting, too, is there is a, I don't know, is membership the right word? There's basically a punch card that you can get, right?
There is. What we do is have a Target punch card, which is really nice. Because when you come in, you want to, because the way that the ventilation system and the way that the range is set up, you're required to purchase one of our targets. You're okay to bring your own targets in, but you will have to put them on ours just because of the way that the system is. And then you can also purchase punch cards for that. So when you do come in, you don't have to bring any cash with you at that time. We can just punch the punch card, and you can grab your targets and head back and start shooting.
Yeah, it's a great setup. And for folks that want to go check it out, as we said, the bright green building over there, head out towards the ice arena. You can't miss it. If folks just want to find out more information, they want to come in and say, you know what, I don't want to shoot today. I just want to kind of feel this out. Mm-hmm. Is that something that's okay to do as well?
We have almost every day someone comes in and goes, hey, I heard you on the radio, 950, we're listening, and we heard you. We were on one of the other stations, and we just want to check you out. So we have an information sheet when you come in that explains range membership. You can get an unlimited range pass for the year for $250. You can come every day up to 2 hours per day. You can rent by the hour, $15 an hour, plus one of our $2 targets. You can rent guns. We have a great ammo selection. We bring ammo in by the pallet. Our ammo, as one guy says, Walmart sells cheap ammo at a cheap price. You sell good ammo at a cheap price. And all of our ammo is new construction, no reloads. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's top of the line. We've got everything from Winchester to Fiocchi to Hornaday and everything in between.
Can people bring in their own ammunition as well, or do they have to get your ammunition?
No, you can bring your own ammo as long as it's new manufacture in the original box. No steel casings, no aluminum casings.
Any restrictions at all on what people can bring in from, you know, whether it's equipment or the firearm itself or any restrictions?
The ammo, we had one gentleman bring in some incendiary rounds and some steel core penetrator rounds. Obviously, those are not allowed. But any jacketed, plated, coated bullet, no exposed lead tips, that keeps the ventilation system happy.
Okay. Firearms-wise, any restrictions?
On the handgun side, no restriction. The whole range is technically rated for a 50 BMG, which is a huge round. We just don't allow them in there. Up to 300 Win Mag on the rifle side. 45 70s are fine.
Okay.
Yep.
So you can do almost anything down there.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So bring on, you know, hunting season is coming on. We touched on it earlier, but bring your rifles down there and sight those in and check Joe on his math. Because he says he's pretty good at it.
And don't forget about a sidearm for bear protection. We have a lot of those. The 10 mil is the hot caliber right now. We got three different styles of 10 mil handguns for bear protection. We got the 44 mags.
Yeah, those. If you're going to the Gravelly Mountains, it sounds like that's a good thing to stop on by HCO before you head out there. Or, you know, one thing we noticed, though, Tom, is everybody getting hurt out there in the Gravelly Mountains, they're all from out of state. So I think we know that little block of area to stay out of. These guys are going, how come there's nobody out here? Well, there's a reason for that. Yeah,
the folks in Montana, you know, natural selection has helped us out there.
So if you are going to go out there with all the out-of-staters hunting in the grizzly bear's backyard, swing on by HCO. Guys, I appreciate you coming in. If people want to go and find out more information about your place, either stop on by or do you have a website or Facebook page?
Facebook is HCO of Helena, and the website is HCOofHelena.com.
Okay, very cool. Joe, thanks for coming in, man. I know you're retired. I know you'd rather sleep in this morning.
No, thanks for having us.
I appreciate it. That's about all the time we have for Coffee Break this morning, but I've had a good chat with Tom Van Hoos and Joe Muniz over from HCO Indoor Gun Range. Bright green building. Go on by and check them out. They got great equipment, great service down there. And like I said, it's a good date night. We're all out of time for Coffee Break. See you back here tomorrow morning. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.